This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation, okay? No, seriously, I want you involved. I want you engaged. Be part of the conversation. You know, we've got just so much going on. Kimberly Rudd's going to join us after the break. You know, she usually joins us at the beginning of the week. But, hey, better late than never. She had a lot of work to do. See, you know, I always tell you guys, get engaged and get involved, right? And maybe you can't do what she does or do what I do or anything along those lines. But I'll tell you what you can do. You can find out what's going on around you. You can find out what's going on with the school boards, the water boards, the city councils, and get people involved. Reach out to your neighbors. Maybe you have a neighbor that's an education nut, okay? He cares about what's going on. He or she cares about what's going on in the schools. It's really simple. Just let them know, hey, look, I heard this is going on down at the school board. I can't get there. Why don't you go down? Why don't you be a voice for our neighborhood? And I bet you they would love it. They would probably be excited that you actually thought of them or you reached out to them to do something like that. Don't you think? I would. But I'm a little off too, so, you know, I don't know, maybe. But anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Kimberly will be talking about the red flag laws, the ones that really can get you in trouble. Hey, here's a good one for you. I guarantee you that Bernie's at least not going to be able to get Bernie. You know, we know who Bernie is. Do I have to say Bernie Sanders? You're going to make me do that? Bernie, I guarantee he will be getting one less vote this time when he runs. You know why? Because Bernie Sanders' new spokesperson, woman, I guess, won't be able to vote for him because she's an illegal. So Bernie actually hired. Why is it that the Dems feel like it's okay just to break laws whenever they feel like it? And the funny thing about it is they point right at Donald Trump, President Trump, when they think that he's breaking a law. They're all over that. But Bernie has hired an illegal to be his spokesperson. Isn't that great? His newest deputy national press secretary won't be able to cast a vote for... Well, maybe she will. Hey, you never know. Who's going to stop her? They stopped the millions. They didn't stop this time around. Why would they stop her? That's because Baleen Sisa, a millennial Arizona left-wing activist who joined the Democrat staff this week, claims to be an undocumented immigrant who is protected under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Now, this is really emotional for me. She said, I can't help but think of an 18-year-old Belen who felt hopeless and powerless to the anti-immigrant attacks. They're not anti-immigrant attacks. They're lawbreaker attacks. That's what they are. I don't know anybody in the conservative Republican Party that are anti-immigrants. Not a one person. I don't hang out with, nor do I know, nor have I heard anybody in my group say, you're not born here, I want you out of here. Get out of here. You know, you're an immigrant. I've never heard anybody say that. Never. Right? And here's how they couch it. I don't want the anti-immigrant attacks and policies to hold her back. I don't know of any anti-immigrant attacks. I don't even know of any anti-immigrant policies that we have. Do you? I can't help but think of the generations of sacrifice my family had to do for me to get here. Never in our wildest dreams did we think I'd be making moves like these, she said. I'm sorry. What sacrifice did they make? They sacrificed where they left, yes. They got it all together because they wanted a better life. They wanted to get away from the lawlessness and violence. So what did they do? They come here. They live lawlessly, okay? They bring violence on themselves because they have no protection to speak of because they've already broke the law. They're living in the shadows. They're afraid to speak up. I'm sorry. How many hits off the crack pipe do you have to take for that to make sense? The activist who previously went viral in 2017 after posting a photo of herself paying taxes in an effort to change people's perceptions, how did she pay taxes? No, really. Unless the whatever President Obama signed allowed them now to pay taxes? How did she pay taxes? Was she talking about she showed a receipt of a sales tax? I don't understand. Whose Social Security number did she use? Be specific. I want to know. In January, she appeared on CNN where she was described as an undocumented dreamer and spoke on... don't use the word dreamer. Do you know how many dreamers? Do you know how many parents right now are dreaming of seeing their children again who were killed by illegals? A lot of those dreamers, too. They're actually thinking it was all a bad dream. And they're going to wake up and their son or daughter is still going to be there. Really? And yet these same SOBs can't give 10 minutes to angel parents when they show up in D.C. These are parents of kids that were killed, husbands, wives, uncles, aunts, and kids that were killed by illegals, illegals that shouldn't have been here, illegals that have been deported a million times. She goes on to say, if President Trump really cared about dreamers, if he truly cared about undocumented youth, he would not be using us as bargaining chips. I'm sorry. Have you heard what Pelosi has said about you? Have you seen what Schumer and Pelosi have done with you guys as bargaining chips? Wow. You really drank a lot of Kool-Aid, lady. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. Don't go far. I guarantee you're going to have a lot of fun.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon top choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, baby, it
we are
looks
back.
Like it's going to hell.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. Take the poll. There's so many things that you can do up on the website. Let me just bring her on because she is all wound up. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. And I so much appreciate her time with me. Before you let loose, I'm looking over my shoulder, and what's her name? She was the Attorney General of Florida, Pam Bondi. Uh-huh. We need 48 more like her. Okay,
you
may
think?
Not agree with that. I mean, I would just love if we could just transplant her into every state to start laying things out. This is just nuts. But anyway, go ahead. You had some real fun at the New Hampshire State House over the last, what was it, today?
Yeah. Oh, we had some fun in New Hampshire today. So last week I talked about the red flag laws and how destructive and horrifying they are. So today was the big hearing. And as usual, there were more people against the legislation at the hearing than there were supporters. And Moms Demand actually shipped up a bunch of supporters from Massachusetts, which I verified this talking to someone. But all of a sudden, Shannon Watts shows up. Now, she's the fraud head of Moms Demand, who claims she was just a mom who wanted to push gun control. But in reality, she was a paid hacktivist. She's nothing more than a paid hacktivist for Michael Bloomberg. So she showed up, and then she tweeted out. All of a sudden, there's this, you know, on Twitter, it's going crazy. You know, I'm tweeting about the legislation and why it's so bad, and somebody said something about pearl necklaces. Now, the Women's Defense League, who, as you know, I'm the president of the organization, we several years ago started wearing pearls as a symbol of support of the Women's Defense League. We support women's rights. We support the Second Amendment, and we are against gun control.
Right.
So at hearings, we hand out pearl necklaces to our supporters, as well as stickers. Everybody has a sticker, so you know who is for or against the legislation.
Right.
And some of the male legislators on the committee, and the female legislator, actually, but of course Shannon Watts ignored her, were wearing our necklaces. And, Watts tweeted something like, they're mocking Moms Demand by wearing pearl necklaces. And I'm like, no, they're not. They are wearing pearl necklaces in support of the Women's Defense League, who actually supports women's rights. But it went viral.
It went viral,
and people kept pushing her lie, including Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, who seem to have not learned their lesson from pushing Jussie Smollett lies. So it's been kind of an insane day. Unfortunately, the majority of talk has been about these pearl necklaces that we wear, as opposed to how horrifying the red flag legislation is, which might have been Watts' intent, which is interesting because Watts supposedly lives in Colorado, and she never shows up at the red flag hearings there, but Bloomberg paid for her to show up at the hearing in New Hampshire.
Well, listen, you have to admit, a large number of these people are, you know, they're transported, paid to be there. They send them all over the country. We saw it happen here in Los Angeles in the area that I lived in. They had, they were sending people up by coach, hundreds of people up every month, to walk the areas, they would lie to you. They would tell you, yes, they lived up here. Yes, they were part of the community. I would have started asking them questions. But that's what they do because they've got the Bloomberg money. They can go to town with this kind of stuff, can't they?
No, and that's what they do. We know which people are Moms Demand harpies in New Hampshire. We know who they are. And there's only a few of them, literally only a few. They're always shipping up people from Massachusetts or over from Maine, and they put on the cheap T-shirts that Bloomberg buys them and pretend like they have support. We always outnumber them by a ton of people, but they, you know, tried to kick it up a notch today. They tried to kick it up a notch today, and they even brought the head fraud Moms Demand harpy, Shannon Watts.
I'm sorry. I mean, the length that they will go through, the games that they will come up with, it's just amazing to me. Always amazing to me.
And it's to push one of the most destructive pieces of legislation I've ever seen in my life.
Some people may not all know all the ins and outs of what the red flag laws are. Why don't you explain them real quick?
So, hang on one second. Sorry, not only did I testify today, but I've been, you know, all day at the State House, so my voice is shot a little bit. And you know what was funny? is right when they called me. I was in the middle of sending a tweet, and I actually yelled out, "Hang on, I'm sending a tweet." So the red flag laws. Excuse me, I apologize. Red flag laws basically allow someone who could be an ex-roommate, an ex-husband, the police, of course, any police officer at any time can accuse anyone. They allow a slew, a wide variety of people to petition a court to say that someone should have their firearms confiscated because they are going to harm themselves or others. And the evidence that they can use to push this petition is the lowest of the low bars. Basically, it can just be that they believe someone will harm themselves or others. There's no actual standards of evidence like in a criminal case in a criminal court of law.
Right.
So basically, so
it's kind of preemptive, if you would. They're afraid you're going to hurt somebody or do something so they can jump in ahead of time, right?
It's thought police, Joe. These people, the people who petition to have someone's firearms confiscated, have some kind of crystal ball, and they somehow know that a law-abiding gun owner who's committed no crime, because that's who these people are, the accused, a law-abiding gun owner at some point in some time in the future is thinking about committing a crime. That's what this is all about. It's thought police. And then if a judge grants the petition, which, you know, what judge isn't going to grant the petition, err on the side of caution, the
right.
police go in and confiscate your firearms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. Let's talk about that on the other side of the break. Would you ever be comfortable with something similar to this? But we'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Kimberly Marin is going nowhere. She'll be with us when we return.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump will be in Alabama Friday to look at tornado damage.
It's been a tragic situation, but a lot of good work is being done. We've been in constant touch with the governor and also the governor of Georgia.
At least 23 people were killed in the state, including 59-year-old Sheila Creech. She was there waiting for repairs to her Panama City Beach apartment building, which was badly damaged by Hurricane Michael. California's Attorney General won't charge two Sacramento police officers who shot and killed an unarmed black man, Stephon Clark, last year.
When confronted shortly after breaking the door, Mr. Clark did not follow officers' commands.
He ran into his grandparents' backyard as they were investigating a vandalism report. Officers say they mistakenly thought Clark was approaching them with a gun, but it was a cell phone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of
the We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure. Get involved. Get engaged. Let's bring her back in. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week, and she's had a very, very busy day antagonizing the legislators in New Hampshire. Thanks for being with me, Kimberly.
Thanks for having me.
I've never seen so many men that wore pearls in my life. You know, you put that picture up, and you had all those guys that actually had pearls on. I thought that was funny, frankly.
And I've been putting them up and posting them for a long time now.
Oh, that's all. I think it's hilarious. All right, so look at you and I were talking during the break, and you said, "Hey, remind me about the Indiana red flag laws because they've had them in place since 2005, haven't they?"
Yes. Right. So, Indiana has had a red flag law in place since 2005. It's now 2019. So we have all kinds of stats from Indiana about suicides with firearms, etc. Guess what? It didn't work. Not only did suicides overall increase, but so did suicides with firearms, and so did the murder rate. So the red flag law that legislators in New Hampshire were trying to claim, oh, my God, it's going to stop suicide. It's going to stop suicide. They're lying. There is no proof anywhere that any red flag law has stopped suicide or decreased it. Not anywhere in the United States of America. And if they try to say that there is, they're lying.
Yeah, what's really funny is, you know, they're so concerned about suicide, so concerned about suicide. You know, they have these suicide shows now on TV. I mean, suicide shows,
what?
Okay? Yeah, what is it? That one show is 13 Reasons Why or something like that. That actually show kids how to, show kids committing. They bring it down to a, it's just a thing you do when, you know, when you don't see anything in life that's good for you. That's it, you're done, right? And instead of having shows on that teach kids and teach people how to overcome, how to do better, how to persevere, how to push through, no, we're putting shows up to show teens when you reach your wit's end, suicide is acceptable. So don't give me
Oh, my crap. God, are you kidding me?
No, I'm dead serious. You know? You got to get out of the state
wow.
house for a while. So,
yeah.
No,
wow.
Just do something as stupid as Google suicide TV shows. You'll get a whole bunch of them.
Right? I honestly had no idea that anything like that existed.
So the show...
And you know what?
Go ahead.
Let me tell you something. Years ago, I had a good friend who hung himself. And several years ago, I had a cousin who shot himself and killed himself. Both men are dead. None of these laws would have stopped that. None. And, you know, you hear all these sob stories. Yeah, I have two friends, a family member and a friend who killed themselves, but I don't want to push laws to stop all the other people who aren't going to kill themselves from practicing their fundamental human rights ever. Whoops, that was loud. Sorry.
No, it's what, look, it's fine. The irritant for me again is that they work off of emotion. They're no longer dealing with fact and reality. Now it's all about emotion. And frankly, until we start pushing back, we're not going to change anything. Until more people like you, it's before you came on, it's what I was saying to people. Look, here's the deal. I tell people to get out and get engaged, get involved. You got to do what Kimberly does. You got to do, you know, Corey Duncan. You got to get off your butt, off the couch, find something that irritates the crap out of you, and then get engaged and get involved in it. You're not going
to
change.
You have to
jump it on Facebook. Right?
No, honestly, you have to. Like, listen, we have, like I said, we have a ton of supporters there, right? Not everyone testifies. Because not everybody wants to testify. But just being there at these hearings in support or against whatever it is that they're listening to, that's all you need to do. You sign in. We have sign-in sheets, and they stay on the record. You sign in your name for or against. So that is on the record. And then, you know, you send emails to all these people, and you're there physically in person at these hearings, showing that you disagree, in this case, with the red flag law. And again, there were more people against the red flag law than there were for, and the people that were for had to ship up people from other states. So it makes a difference. Like in New Hampshire right now, Democrats have taken over the House and the Senate. We know that these people don't care about our rights. They don't care about the oath of office they took to uphold the Constitution. They are going to probably pass all these bills. However, we have a Republican governor, and we have to show him that we aren't kidding around. We mean business. We are going to stand and fight for our rights, even if we know it's probably a losing battle. We are here, and we are not going to be quiet. And we are going to continue to fight no matter what. We need to show him that he needs to veto any legislation these lunatics pass. And that's what everyone should do, even in California, where you kind of really have no hope.
No, kind of. What are you talking? What are you being nice for? We have no hope. You look at that. You look at that Maroney. You got to do this to me, right? You got to make me crazy. So right now there's a new California bill that would put Planned Parenthood's phone number on every student ID in the state. Okay.
What?
Now, yeah. So, you know, let's not put a math hotline on there. Or, you know, science hotline or anything like that. Because, you know, we really are doing poor in the education world. No. There's a new member of the state assembly trying real hard to reward Planned Parenthood for endorsing him and giving him over $4,400 in his campaign contributions. What it would allow, or what it would do is every school does it. Every school has school IDs, right? I mean, because that's being safe. The bill would put Planned Parenthood's phone number on every student's ID between the ages of 12 and 24. So if you go to a community college, it's on your ID.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
And your tax money, if you don't believe in abortion, if you don't believe it's the right thing to do, okay, your tax money is going towards this.
Honestly, that's disgusting.
I knew you were gonna, right? You got no words. You sound like me.
I have no words. I have no words for how disgusting Democrats are. I really, really don't. These people have no shame. And they used to. They used to. But the left has so taken over, the far extreme left has so taken over the Democrat Party.
Right.
That now they have to be shameless and they have to just push all this disgusting, all these disgusting things that harm Americans. And they don't care.
No.
And Americans, a good number, are too dumb to know it.
Well, it's all, now it's all.
And I don't mean to offend people.
No, but it's true.
I don't mean to offend people, but for God's sakes, know what you're talking about before you talk about anything. Do you know how many times I have people talk to me, especially today, about gun laws, gun control laws, existing laws in New Hampshire, et cetera, et cetera? They don't know what they're talking about. And then I have to prove them wrong and make fools of them and embarrass them because they don't know what they're talking about. People, please research a little.
No,
don't believe what anyone tells you.
Don't encourage them. Oh, God. Anyway, no, seriously. I mean, it is amazing at the ignorance of those that try to argue with you on Facebook or anywhere else for that matter when they don't know. You know, these guys, gals, however they identify, you've got some of these people, they don't have a clue. They have a Facebook diploma, you know, in these areas, and they don't have a clue, and they're willing to take it to the wall with you. It's just nuts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know what's funny is somebody earlier, because you're originally from Massachusetts like I am, earlier was saying, Massachusetts gets more illegal guns from New Hampshire and Maine than anywhere else. And I said, no. And I had to send her something from the FBI that proved her to be an idiot.
Don't you get a sense of satisfaction from? Listen.
Oh yes, I do.
The guns that come into Boston, okay? They come in through Guido's Gun Shop. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we'll be back
in Massachusetts.
Yes.
Yes.
Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Kimberly will be at the end of the side of the break.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Okay, that's rock and roll. I think garbage they try to pass off today. And I will say that this song probably had a whole different meaning back then. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Appreciate the time that she spends with me. She's definitely a little more wound up than most because of the new pass at the red flag laws there in New Hampshire. And you were telling me during the break that they tried something, a game they tried to play. You know, when they actually came in front of everybody with the amendment.
Oh, yeah. So we have this piece of legislation that I literally spent one weekend over 8 hours literally researching, reviewing, and analyzing every single line. I kid you not. All of a sudden, the sponsor of the legislation, of course, this legislation is from an out-of-state gun control organization. She says, oh, we have an amendment. Well, the amendment's like, I don't know, 7-8 pages, maybe more. The amendment basically replaces the whole bill. And she pulled this at the beginning of the hearing. Well, none of us had that amendment.
Even the committee members didn't have it. And the committee members had some pages of it, but I guess not some in the middle. So one representative got up and said, you shouldn't be holding this hearing since all of these people are here for the original legislation and have no idea about this amendment. So what ended up happening is we asked that, or somebody asked, I don't know who it was, that 100 copies of the amendment be printed up. And guess what? They did it.
Wow.
But the amendment is just as much of crap as the original bill. Really doesn't mean anything. However, the sponsor of the legislation can't introduce an amendment like that to the committee. A committee member has to do it. So the whole thing was actually a sham.
Well, listen, it's proof that none of them, you know, sometimes we'll say that they're doing it on purpose. I'm not buying it anymore. Here's what I'm buying. I'm buying the fact that none of them know how the law works anymore. None of them know how legislation is done. And just look at what's going on at the federal level, for God's sakes. Half these people that get elected have no clue how bills work, and they think they can just shout out anything anytime they want to. They can put anything they want down on a piece of paper. Look at AOC. I mean, she thinks that anything she says is are words from God that need to go right into the law, and she doesn't, you know,
right.
Remember, she was going to get inaugurated, remember?
Yeah. And then she was going to sign laws.
Oh, there you go. That's right. That was the first thing she was going to do, start signing laws. Good for her. Yeah. Good to be
in this. Good for you, GFY.
Oh, my God. So we'll switch gears a little bit because you must be having some fun with some of this other stuff that's been going on. Like, what's it? Ilhan? Whatever. Omar.
Oh, God, that idiot.
She's now feuding with other Democrats. You know, this anti-Semitic conversations of hers or worse. These aren't accidents. This is her life.
Mm-mm.
This is what she believes.
Yep.
This is what she's been taught. And isn't it interesting that the Dems will stay away from it? I saw some fighting going on Facebook with somebody, and I threw it in there. I said, you know, you guys are stereotypical perfect Democrats. You don't like that we're showing you your own hypocrisy, so now you're attacking Republicans. Why don't you answer the original question? And the original question is really simple. Do you approve of Omar's conversation? Do you approve of what she says? They won't answer the question.
Of course they won't. Of course they won't. She's been like this all along. They chose to ignore it. And now that she's a U.S. congressperson, they can't really ignore it. Although they're trying like hell, they can't really ignore it. But this is who she is. And
it's going to continue.
It's going to continue until she either is forced to resign or...
Oh, she won't resign. She won't... You know what it's going to take? It's going to take pictures of her beheading somebody in the middle of a town square somewhere. She's not going to resign because it's going to be an attack on a Muslim woman. That's what it's always going to come up as. It's an attack on a Muslim woman. Right?
Right.
Look at AOC. Look at some of the dumb things that she said. Look, when you have Bloomberg, when you have Bill Gates, and now you have the founder of Greenpeace. I mean,
No.
You can't let this one go by that fast. Pompous little twit. I mean, I'm going to have that sign made just for her. Pompous little twit, and I'm going to send it. And he lays it out in plain simple English. You know, since you haven't thought this through. I want less fossil fuels. We've been around because we want less fossil fuels used, and he lays it out for her. I think she's got a single digit IQ. You think I'm close?
If not single digit, close. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm with you on that.
I think Tammy doesn't think she's registering on the scale, but that.
I honestly, I know dumb people. I've known dumb people, you know, throughout my life.
Yeah, well, we all have.
But she's being elevated because people laugh at her for being dumb and saying dumb things, but they're also pushing it to show how insane she is, and this is what the Democrat Party is now. So I want to say that
the Republicans are somehow punking the Democrats because it seems hard to believe that she's that bad.
Oh, no, she's that. Somebody asked me the day if I thought that AOC was a Republican plant. I said, no, we're not that smart. We wouldn't be that smart to put her up, right? I mean, you can think what you want.
That's true.
So, I mean, she's there. She won. Those people deserve her. And we'll see what she, you know, again, she comes from a very affluent neighborhood, and I'm sure many of them have limo drivers, helicopters, airplanes, a very large carbon footprint. Let's see how this works out for them, too, as time goes on.
Right.
You know? All right, so, Mike, let's have some more fun with some of the issues of the day you'll have some fun with. Now, you know that Newsom and Trump have been fighting with each other from day one, and long before day one, and Trump wants the $3 billion back for the bullet train. Remember, Newsom came out and said, that's it, we're done with it, it's out of control, we're not going to make it happen, we're not going to be able to financially finish it. So Trump comes out and says, well, hey, we gave you money for it, since you're not doing it, we want our money back. So now Newsom's got Plan B. And Plan B is now a shorter portion of a bullet train project. You know, he's gonna cut it down in size, you know, so that we actually have some kind of train. He doesn't have to give the money back to the president. But here's the problem. Now the new numbers have come in for the little short portion that he wants to do, and it's still gonna be shy.
It gets
better and better and better. You know, they originally figured it at $15 billion, and then they went to $16 billion, and now it's up to, and they can't get this thing right to save their butts because the current
isn't it like $40 billion now?
Well, listen, the original one was supposed to be like 40, and the last estimate was $77 billion, real estimate that was done.
God.
And somebody even said, look, you're looking at closer to $92 billion because there's some areas they hadn't counted on. So that's why he said, look.
Duh! Oh, my God.
Right? I mean.
Wow.
And there's some other stuff here, too. You think about the guy that was at the head of the California bullet train was making almost four times as much money as the fellow that runs Amtrak. Now, Amtrak covers the whole country. The bullet train, it covered, I don't even know, but under 1,000 miles or something, whatever the heck it was. But
right.
Think about that. This thing had no budget. It was just a big flushing toilet where money was being thrown into 24/7. But the spoiled little brat, the governor of California, decided he wasn't giving Trump back anything. Trump could go pound sand, and now he's going to build a portion of it, and that way there he can say, well, wait, the money's going to the to the train. You can't do anything about it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, for me, what's really funny is you and I, right, grew up in Boston. The Big Dig.
Yep.
Remember that? That was supposed to be...
the big joke.
I don't know what it was when it started. $400 million was allocated to it. You know, Teddy the Kennedy got the money allocated to it. It ended up at $4 billion, okay?
Yeah.
There wasn't anybody that I knew that lived in Boston, that had been in Boston, knew that was not a $400 million project, that they were going to scam the rest of the country.
So I just got to say, like, the actual tunnels are horrifying. They're bad. They're horrible, right? It hasn't eased traffic at all. However, I do have to give the Big Dig credit because I used to take the train into North Station and have to walk from North Station to South Station, which, for people not around who don't know the area, it's like a 20, 30-minute walk on main streets going across town in Boston.
Yeah. Not
and
good, yeah.
They made beautiful gardens on there.
I know.
I used to take my camera and take pictures of flowers. It actually, they did the top of it really nice. The tunnel stinks, and it doesn't make traffic any better. But, you know, the gardens on top look nice.
Scares the crap out of people.
That's government for you, though,
you
know?
The harbor, you know? All right, tell people where to find you because we're done.
GraniteGroth.com, you can find my Pearl Controversy article, and you can find me on Conservative IND on Twitter.
Always a pleasure. Give your voice a rest. We'll catch up with you later. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. Next hour, we're just going to do a smorgasbord of the craziest stories. Well, kind of sort of the craziest stories you ever heard, because you listen to the show for a while, you know.